In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, your Spirit enlightens our minds and opens our hearts. Lord, have mercy. Your Spirit renews our strength and kindles within us the fire of your love. Christ, have mercy. Your Spirit forgives and heals and makes us one. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. You open wide your hand, O God. You satisfy with your good gifts the needs of all people. Pour forth your Spirit on your church gathered in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Quench the thirst of all who work for justice and truth at the springs of living water. We ask this through Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because all heard from them speaking in their own languages. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts. In our languages we hear them speaking about God's great deeds of power." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they die. and they return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit of life, they are created in your sight. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May His glory last for all time. May the Lord be glad in His works. Pleasing to Him will be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through the Spirit that dwells in you. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified with Him. The Word of the Lord.
Spirit, come, 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 come
Alleluia. Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. It was on that same day, the first day of the week. The disciples of Jesus were gathered in the upper room, and the doors were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and He stood in their midst. He said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so do I send you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw him, they were filled with joy. And again he said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he breathed on them. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, those sins are forgiven. If you hold back those sins are held back." The Gospel of the Lord.